I want you to look now in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and I'll be brief this morning in what I do, but I want you to look in Matthew chapter number 7, and I want to read a couple of verses to pull my text out of today, and I want to start reading simply in verse number 13, "Enter ye in the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And watch this, and many there be which go in thereat. Because," he says, "because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets," what Jesus said, "which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Now verse 21, Jesus says something. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many," watch, "many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And we preached in your name and said things about you? And in thy name we've cast out devils, and even in thy name we've done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them," watch your Bible, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Hey. It's picking up here where I'm reading from this morning. "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And look, and it fell, and great, great was the fall of it. Came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes." Father, we love you today. Lord, I ask you that the Holy Spirit would take the right away this morning. Lord, I pray that you would deal with hearts across this place. I want to thank you for a church like this I've come to and still preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus without apology. I want to thank you for the people here that you've saved and you've ministered to. I want to thank you for a church that has its light on in a community. Help me now to preach and to mind you this morning. And I pray you do big things by the Word of God today in hearts. I pray that, God, you would save the nearest one to hell today. Would you draw them by your grace? Would you convict them and most of all convince them that they need the Savior? Help us today. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. Because it's all in Jesus' name this morning. Now, I want you to notice in this text, just for a verse to springboard off on preaching, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning on this thought, on it's too late at the gate. It's too late at the gate. The Roman Catholic Church. I was in a town not long ago, and they own a lot of property there. People, when they die, would will the Roman Catholic Church their property. And you know why they give them that property? So that they might give the church enough that somebody may pray them out of purgatory. There's two problems with that statement. Number one, there is no purgatory. And number two, you can't pray nobody out of hell once they get into hell. Now, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There is no holding place. Honey, this is the dressing room for eternity. And eternity's too long to be wrong. And I don't care what any little liberal, wasted preachers told you. Heaven's real. Hell's real. And you must be saved to go to heaven this morning. Now, I want you to notice it's too late at the gate. There's a lot of people's giving their property away. But to find out it's too late at the gate. There's a lot of people that's going to cry, Lord, Lord, let us in. But it's going to be too late at the gate. Now, I want to say three thoughts about this text this morning about it's too late at the gate. Number one, you'll notice the directions of the gate. And then you'll notice the distractions to the gate. And then lastly, you'll notice the destructions by not getting to the gate. Now, first of all, the directions in verse 13. Look what Jesus said. I love the red words in your Bible. He said this, enter ye in at the straight gate. Now, first of all, there's an entrance that is inviting. There's an entrance that is inviting. I'm glad he said, enter ye in. You say, preacher, I'm going to heaven. Well, let me ask you this. When did you get in? When did you enter in? There's got to be a time that you've entered in into the gate of heaven. You say, preacher, we're not there. Oh, no, honey. I'm making preparations here before I get to the gate. I've entered in by the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to say, first of all, today by way of preaching, you'll notice he said, enter in at the straight gate. Now, a lot of us, our past was so big, there's no way we could ever get in a little straight, narrow place. A lot of you this morning, you've got such an account that's been added up to you with all of your sins, it won't let you get into a straight gate. But Jesus took your sins, and by faith, if you'll trust Him, He'll wash away all of your sin and let you get in the straight gate this morning. I'm glad I got in by Jesus' sake. I'm glad I've not carried my sin with me, but my sin's been gone, and I've got in a narrow place. That narrow place is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a Baptist church. It's not a Methodist church. It's not in giving you money away, but it's trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to get you in this morning. Thank hallelujah. I'm glad I got in by the grace of God. He said, enter in. You got to get in. Thank God I got in. Hallelujah. One glorious day. Enter in the straight gate. How can I get in with all that on me? If you trust Jesus, He'd make it go all the way and you could get in the straight place this morning. Enter ye in at the straight gate. There's a, no doubt in my heart, a entrance that is inviting. And Jesus says, come. Isn't that amazing? No sinner, He's never said go, but He always says come. But then in the New Testament church, after we get in and we've come to Jesus, He says go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now the sinner, He says come. To the saint, He says, go out in the world and turn your light on for Jesus. Somebody help me preach this morning. We ought to be careful where we're going in the world. We ought to be careful what we're doing in the world. We ought to even be careful what we're wearing in the world. Somebody say amen right there. Oh my, Jesus said, let your light shine. Glory to God, I'm glad He let me in one day. Oh, I'm glad I got in the straight gate. I'm glad Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to Him except the Father. I don't care what any liberal Joel Osteen preacher has to say, honey. All roads don't lead to Glory Land World. There's one way to the gate this morning. I put my soul on it. I put my grandbabies on it. Put your grandbabies on it. Honey, if you bypass Jesus, hell will be your home this morning. There's directions. I'm glad Jesus just didn't leave us without direction. And you know something? A lot of people say this, well, I'm going to plead ignorance. There'll be no ignorance at the gate. Because the Bible simply said in Romans chapter number 1 about ignorance. He said in verse number 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world, they're clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There will be no excuse for you at the gate. Number one, God's given you a conscience. He's made you God conscience. You know deep down in your soul there is a God. There is a heaven. There is a hell. You say, preacher, I don't believe in God. Well, you can look around, honey, and tell there's a devil. You ought to believe in God. Amen. How in the world could a woman throw her baby in a dumpster? How in the world could somebody burn their babies up? How in the world could anybody walk in and thug and rob and steal? You better believe there's a devil. And honey, does the shores of Martin goes to a gourd? There's a devil, but there's also a God. And I'm glad He's over the devil this morning. I'm glad at Calvary's cross He played the trump card. Glory to God. I'm glad He sent His Son to bind the forces of the devil. I'm glad the blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. I'm glad the devil ain't got the final say so. I'm glad Calvary brought victory for the child of God this morning. There's directions. And let me tell you this morning, you stand before God in your sin, you won't have an excuse. He said, all mankind is held accountable unto God. Young person, it's come down to the line that you've got to make a decision. Are you going to trust Christ to be your Savior and live for God? Or trust the devil and die and go to hell in your sin? There is no between. It's too late at the gate. You don't get there and make up your mind. This is the dressing room for eternity. And I want to say, number one, there is the directions to the gate. You'll notice what he said, enter in. I sure am glad that heaven ain't closed this morning. I ain't never going to get all this preached today. But I sure am glad that heaven is still open. There's an entrance that is inviting. Aren't you glad for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life? I'm glad, hallelujah, it's still a whosoever gospel. Amen. He loves them all. He loves you. Don't care what you've been undoing. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean this morning. I'm glad there is an entrance by the straight gate into Glory Land World. He said, you better watch these hirelings to tell you there's another way to heaven. Y'all tell me, how in the world could a congregation sit under a Joel Osteen preacher and read their Bible? You say, why you say that? He said the apostles' doctrine was outdated. The Bible's in antiquity. Honey, that lets me know he thinks this Bible's changed. This Bible ain't went nowhere. There's still one way the gate this morning. I ain't got no problems in letting everybody know where the hirelings is preaching at. Amen. The Bible said, rebuke before all that others may fear. You get on Larry King Live and say that Jesus ain't the way to heaven, you need to get out of the preaching business. Amen. Get out of the preaching business. He ought to try planting corn, something on the backside of Alabama where he won't hurt nobody. There's the entrance inviting. He said, enter. Then there's an engagement that is instructing. Look what he said. He simply don't say this over there in Matthew 7. He don't say enter y'all, but enter ye. It's an individual thing. Just cause your mom and daddy's going to heaven don't mean you going to heaven. Just cause your husband and wife's going to heaven don't mean you're going to heaven. You gotta come yourself. It's a personal thing. Enter ye. I'm telling you, that's a dogmatic statement. He's got his finger pointed at you this morning. It ain't the preacher pointed at you, but it's the Holy Ghost pointed at you. It's time you make a decision for Jesus. Somebody said that salvation ain't a thing about decision. The Bible said as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. You must make a decision to follow Jesus. You must make a decision. You don't want to die and go to hell in your sin. If you decide that Jesus paid the cross, paid the penalty for you, you can be saved this morning in your decision. Enter ye. There's an entrance inviting. There's an engagement instructing. But there's an enlightenment ensuring. The Bible, look what it said. There's a straight gate. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Honey, let me tell you, when you get saved, you don't live like the devil. We don't have a license for sin. Amen. The Holy Ghost lives in us. He's our built-in radar unit. I don't need nobody coming to me telling me I'm doing wrong. The Holy Ghost will tell me I'm doing wrong. I'm not perfect. I know I still sin. I'm getting a bunch of trouble, but I'm glad. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad one day I got in a straight place by the grace of God, and it's still narrow, and it's still straight, and it's still right to get in there this morning. It'll lead to heaven. Hallelujah. Watch this. It's a straight shot to glory. Oh, but wide is the way. Broad is the way. Leadeth to destruction. A lot of folks in that gate this morning. Now, I want to say, secondly, not only the directions about the gate, but look in verse 13. Verse 13 is a loaded verse. There's distractions at the gate. He said, enter ye in at the straight. Now, Jesus was the greatest preacher. Jesus was the greatest writer. And I want you to look how He wrote this sermon just simply in verse 13 and 14. He says, now I want you to enter ye in at the straight gate. He said, I paid the price for you. I want you to come in, but you're going to have to come in as individuals. You can't come in as a group. You've got to come in as an individual coming in the straight gate. And this says what He says, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Let me give you something right here just a minute on the modern day TV preacher. Now, wide is the gate and broad is the way. There's a broad spectrum of how to get to God. You see, our president has a broad perspective of God. You got to come by Jesus Christ to get to God. You don't pet on Muslims and being a Christian. I knowed you looked wimpy when you pulled in here this morning. Our problem is nobody wants to offend nobody, and our baby's going to die and go to hell if somebody don't stand on this Bible and say, what thus say the Word of God? If you play with fire, you're going to get burned. This is not a socialist gospel. It's one way and it's straight to the gate. Broad is the way. Well, you know he's a good person. They're faithful. Oh, you know they love God. But Jesus said, He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Look what Jesus said. Sound like He's living in our day and hour, don't it? You know, let me tell you what. It's not that the newspapers, it's not that our Bible ain't caught the newspapers. Our newspapers ain't caught our Bible yet. Look what He says, and I want you to know that broad's the way. Wide's the gate. And look where it leads to, young people. Destruction. You may be running around smoking our weed today, and they say you're buddies, but what happens when you run out of weed? young lady, he takes advantage of you and uses you just for what you are. Well, what happens when that's all used up and gone? Mom and Daddy, you got friends by the dozen because you run around with that hobnob crowd. What happens when you hit the bottom? Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, he said, I want you to know something. I love Jesus' writings. He said, because now there's distractions. Mom and Daddy's, Brother Jack Honey, Brother Lee, Brother Mike Hugh, you ever seen a day when the gate is so wide? Do you mom and daddy's got any idea how that in this culture, how wide this gate is to our young people? Somebody needs to bust up in that gate and say, hey, it's still narrow and it's still straight and there's still one way to heaven. They're facing a lot of distractions. Mom and daddies, this is your problem now if you're not careful. Listen, I've been here a long time. I know what I'm preaching this morning. I've seen it day in. I've seen it day out. This is what you'll do. You'll start getting faithful at the church house. You'll start paying your tithe. You'll start enjoying church. And God will start blessing you real good. And then you'll forget about where your blessing come from. And you're going to get way out yonder in that wide gate and that broad way. And you know where that's headed to? Dead End Boulevard. Somebody said, man, I don't want to be a Christian. I ain't. How boring. Lord, how wonderful. I wake up now knowing how I got home. Amen. The liquor store don't get my cornbread money no more. What a day to be a Christian, church. Distractions. There's a lot of distractions. Young people, the devil will give you a big distraction. This is what they say. Well, everybody thought you'd say. It don't matter what everybody else says. It's what God thinks. It's what God says about what God says. Preacher, I've just been going through the motions. I know I'm not saved, ready to go to heaven. Well, I'd be getting ready this morning. Distractions. Material things. Let me tell you the reason America's gone where it's at. It's way too blessed. They don't need God no more, they don't think. But we notice when he removes his hand off America, airplanes go to flying into our buildings. We do need God. We need God in our schools. We need him in our courthouses. And we sure need God in our homes. And we sure, Lord, need God in our church. Listen to me. I'm glad we're building. I thank the Lord we're adding a couple of hundred seats. I thank the Lord for that. But you looking at a preacher ain't going to compromise to fill it up. If God don't go to church here, we've wasted our time to get out here. And you don't need a hireling to pet you and tell you how good you are. You need somebody to preach the old time gospel to help you in your life. There ain't no biggins, ain't no littlins. I appreciate the way that you welcome people in. The last thing you need to do is throw rocks at somebody. When you're throwing rocks, honey, you're losing ground. But let me stay in the text this morning, and I'm about done. There's a lot of distractions at the gate. The devil tell you, you got a long time. What about the one died yesterday and what the hell is in there this morning? Young person, what about the one that had the motorcycle wreck or the four-wheeler wreck? What about the one drowned over in the lake fishing this week, thought they had all time to get ready to meet God, and now this morning they woke up in hell? What about that crowd? What about them distractions? There's a lot of distractions. A lot of you playboys sitting around, you say, well, I have to give up that loose living if I get saved. You sure will. You sure will. You can't live like the devil and go to heaven. You laugh a change. You better know, honey, my life done a 90 degree. You ask that woman sitting on that bench right there. When I got saved, God moved in me and my world changed. I've made a lot of mistakes. I fight this machine every day. I wake up, he's growling at Jesus. Now, I know some of you ain't got that problem, but I do. Honey, let me tell you, when I go to doing wrong, there's a God in heaven that He corrects me and lets me know I'm one of His children. And He woos me and He loves me and He brings me back to the fold. Thank God we've got a great shepherd that loves all of His children this morning. It's too late at the gate. When you get there, let me ask you something. He says, why should you come in here? What are you going to tell him? I was a good person. I tell you what, you better have this testimony because I trusted your son to get me here. That's all I can say. It ain't that I preached here for a long time. It's not that I preach at other places. It's not that I try to go through the motions being a husband or a daddy or a grandpa. It's simply one reason that He's going to let me in at the gate because I trusted His Son. And He let me in on the straight and narrow way. And thank God it leads to Glory Land well this morning. And He'll let you in if you want to go. He'll let you in. We all had to come the straight way. That's by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only one way to heaven. This Bible says it, and I'm going to believe on it till He comes to me. One way to the gate. There's directions. There's distractions. There's the avenue of distractions. I tell you what's wrote on the sign on that avenue. It's wide. People just funneling into it. It amazes me that half of America believes in same-sex marriage. That's bizarre to me. I mean, that's just crazy to me. I can't even wrap my mind around some things, how wide this gate's got. Kill babies and sell their body parts. This world's gone crazy. I seen one old boy had a barbecue restaurant today on Fox. And the neighbors complaining because it smelled like barbecue. Duh! How crazy do you get? Offend somebody. Well, why don't you move, honey? The barbecue was there before you got there. So like you come to our church and you say, well, we don't like how you're doing things. The door ain't locked. Amen. That's right. Amen. Ain't locked. Yeah. Ain't nobody bolted this door up in here. Amen. Distractions. There's a lot out there, ain't it? That's why you need a Bible preaching church. Cause distractions. There's the avenue of distractions wide. There's the allurement of distractions. It's broad. But look at this. Look at the announcement of distractions. It leadeth. You know where that road's going to take you? It's going to take you to hell if you don't get saved. Close with this. Miss Sim, I want you to come by Tim. I want you to get a song out this morning. There's not only directions in what Jesus said, there's distractions in what Jesus said. But I'm going to tell you something else that you better listen to. There's destruction about what Jesus said. Now, first of all, there's the course of destruction in verse 13. Jesus said so much in that verse 13. He said, now, broad's the way that leadeth to destruction. The course of destruction. You see, there's one life. There's one death. One is good, one is bad, one leads to heaven, the other leads to hell. It's that simple. And there's a course of destruction, but did you notice what I read about the crowd of destruction? Many there be which go in thereat. And look what it says right here in verse 14. Few be there that find it. Somebody said, we can't believe the people at the church. Few be there that find it. But you better be glad you heard about it. And you found the way to the gate and you trusted the Lord Jesus to get you in there. And He says, by the way, He says, few be there that find it and many's going in that wide gate. Many. Lord, Lord, didn't we do all this? He said, no. No, no, no. I'm not confused. He said, look here. You're not going to lose something that you didn't work for. He said, I never knew you. I never did know you. I never had a relationship with you. We never did get together. Let me tell you something, Mrs. Martin. He'd let you in on this road if you wanted to come by faith today. The Bible simply says this, and so I'll go to heaven believing it. We're saved by grace through faith. That's the only way in. Now, I want to say this, and I'm done. It's too late at the gate. There's good people here. We're going to be amazed, some of us, when we get to heaven about who ain't there. And we're going to be amazed at who is there. But I'm going to tell you something. The only one I know in this building today, I'm going to be there. Nothing I've done, by the grace of God, He let me come in the straight gate. He let me come in by grace through faith. What is that, preacher? I don't really understand that. Grace is what He done for you on the cross. The Bible says He's given every man a measure of faith. He's given you that all you need to be saved. But you've got to access it. You've got to trust His Son to get you there. I wonder, would it be anybody here this morning ready? I'm talking about genuinely ready to accept Jesus as your Savior. Just simply, you're ready to receive Him by faith. You're ready to get on this straight and this narrow road. You said, preacher, what happens when I stray off of it? The Bible says He left the 99 to go after that which was lost. We've got a great shepherd that will ensure that He'll love you. And He'll help you. You say, Brother Ken, I can't live it. You're right. You're right. You're at first base. You can't live it. But when Jesus comes to live in you, He'll live it through you. And if you want to be saved, you can be. A young person, God dealing with you. Young lady, God dealing with you to be saved this morning. Young man, Jesus is real. Jesus is so good. Jesus loves you, young man. I don't care what you've done. Jesus will forgive you. This morning, I told Renee, I said, I sure enjoyed my time outside this morning. I got my coffee made. I went outside to sit in the cool of the morning. And this is what I read, Brother Tim. This Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, now watch this, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For whosoever, young man, you in that verse right there. Young lady, you in that verse. Sir, ma'am, I don't care your age, you're right here this morning. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can get in this morning, but you'll have to come by the straight and narrow way. That is the Lord Jesus. Stand with me all around the house. Brother Tim, what's your number?